Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, known through the same agency, got to know him, and you know, we share a lot of the same things. We like playing golf, and you know, just hopefully, you know, he's very down to earth. I like to say I'm down to earth, but no, he's a great, you know, great player. Golly, it's fun watching him. He makes some plays, you know, every week that you're like, man, that's pretty cool. So he's MVP of the league, and sadly to say, it's fun to watch him, but you know, we got to, you know, play him on Sunday, so a little different mindset.
Patriots quarterback Drake May. Into his sophomore season, it's off to a very good start. What has he got? 7 touchdowns to 2 picks. High completion percentage. He's a right round there, I think, with Allen in terms of passer rating, but it's a little bit of an overrated stat.
And yardage.
I hate that Drake May's on the Patriots. I was such a big fan of his sophomore year, I want to say, because the red shirts get a little weird. But I think it was a sophomore year at North Carolina. Not a great team. And yet he threw for over 4,000 yards, 37 touchdowns, and like 5 picks. He was electrifying at North Carolina. Less so of his last year there, but his first year really getting like the full go. He was awesome, and he's continuing that into the NFL. Should be a fun matchup on Sunday Night Football. Also do want to mention that, and I believe this is correct. I looked it up real quick. Sunday Night Football, Josh Allen's record, 8-0. It's not surprising.
It's like the Bills are a good football team plays brightest when the lights are bright.
And so on that, going back to your tweets, 803-0550 if you want to join in on the conversation. Your nerve levels for the Patriots this week. Michael tweets in, Josh playing at home in prime time after hearing about the Patriots threatening for the division and how Drake May be better than Josh Allen soon. Patriots are going to get smoked. And there
That's what I'm here for.
And there is that thing of pro athletes, if they just need the little bit, they'll make things up in their head. But they need that little bit, and they'll just go. I think that's where I can't get behind any of the trap game talk for this game at all. At all. This is a Patriots team that all offseason the Bills would have heard is coming. They're going to at least finish second in the division, but they'll be right there with the – and I said it for the Patriots on their side of things. This will be a game where they could cement themselves as we're coming. We may not win the division this year, but we're going to be a playoff team this year.
We'll be a thorn in your side.
Yeah, Drake May can start to solidify himself as, cool. Jaden Daniels went to the NFC Championship last year in his rookie year. Congratulations to him, but I'm with him. I took out the MVP in the league. You heard it in the clip there. He's given a lot of credit to Allen. This would be a game for the Bills to, put their foot down. I mean, I think we've all seen the clip the last few days, but what was it, NBC in Boston?
Yeah.
Years ago during the win game where they're like, oh, the 11th month reign of the Bills is over.
Yeah, that was one of the worst things I'd ever heard in my life.
But this could be the Bills moment to kind of do the same thing of like, oh, you won the offseason. Good job.
Your two-month ballyhoo to start training camp and the regular season, which I don't know if I want to ever get to like stooping to that low. Mm-hmm. But I do think – similarly to Steve, who tweeted in saying, mm-hmm. Very low level of worry. The Pats' pass defense is not very good at all. Geno Smith and Tua both had 300-yard games against this defense, and we have the best quarterback in the NFL. The only team beating the Bills on Sunday is the Bills themselves with self-inflicted errors. And the beauty of it is the Bills don't make back-breaking errors.
They don't turn the ball over very much.
They barely take negative plays.
It was a bit of an anomaly. They had a lot of penalties on Sunday against New Orleans. That was a bit of an anomaly. So even then, it's hard to point to that and go, well, see, it's really not the case. Because New Orleans, going into that game, took a lot of penalties and didn't.
I'm looking at that game, though, with vested interest in the right tackle. If Spencer Brown is healthy, I feel a lot better about the Bills offensively. Ryan Vandermark had a tough day sledding against the New Orleans Saints, and I would imagine much of the same for a Patriots defense that has some good pass rushers themselves at this point.
Do want to mention on that, their leading sack getter, Clavon Chaisson, did miss practice yesterday with a knee injury, so that's going to be something to keep an eye on. He's got 2.5 so far through 4 weeks.
You're right, though. Injury's also good, though.
Yeah, but one of the best guys might be down, but they do have some guys, absolutely.
They have some guys, so I would be like, it's not a level of concern, but it would be that's something to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the status of Spencer Brown.
Mm-hmm.
When inactives come out on Sunday night, because I know he's probably going to get a questionable tag because he's starting off limited already, unless he goes full practice for the next 2 days.
Which, he could. Oliver's the one for me that I'm just – I'm kind of with Sal on it. And to be perfectly honest, I'm okay again if he misses. I've said it since the start of the season. I care more about what this team looks like in January than I do what they look like in September or the first weekend in October. It's why I'm okay that they maybe aren't as – quote-unquote, flashy on offense, still productive, but the style points really aren't there a ton.
Style points aren't there, but they've scored 30 in every game.
They keep scoring, but I'm okay with it because, yeah, I don't really want them to show all of their best stuff in September. Now, ultimately, it's an entertainment business, right? We want to be entertained. I understand that. I get it. But they're at a point now in their run here. Like I said with the Allen MVP thing, cool, I don't care. I don't care if he doesn't get another MVP in his career.
Right.
Would suck for him. He probably deserves at least two or three, right? The way he's been playing, he deserves to be probably with Lamar on that and Mahomes. But the team needs a Super Bowl, or else this era gets really weird to talk about and uncomfortable. And I don't want this to become a thing in Buffalo where, yeah, you're right, a passage is you get to have this unbelievably fun, like, 10-year period, and you win nothing from it except, like, division titles and a few playoff games. But you win nothing of consequence. I don't want that to be a rite of passage for young Bills fans. I don't want, you know, Sal's son Max to – he gets to talk about Josh Allen. Doesn't get any championships from it, though, and it just becomes the 90s for his dad. I don't want that for people. You want to have something to hold on to with this era. And so far to start this year, at least in the AFC, we can talk about the league as a whole – You know, down the line and how did Philly and Detroit and the Rams look, you know, in November. But so far through September, the AFC, it looks weaker than in years past. Burrow probably is going to be out for the year. If not, he's going to come back for like the last three games, and what will that mean?
And everything's on fire based on how Jake Browning's playing.
Lamar, we'll see if he plays this week, but it's a hamstring injury that is projected to maybe cost him 2 to 3 games, and they're already 1-3.
And you're already seeing that, like, even if he plays – he doesn't look fresh. He looks like there might be actually something wrong, and the hamstring makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like he's got the same pop right now, and it's probably best for him to sit a game or two. But the Ravens are also at 1-3. You can't afford this.
No.
And this is why the Bills just win the games. Win the games that you have up here against a soft underbelly to start the year. Why? Because Baltimore's got to deal with this shredder of a schedule to start the year, their year. Apologize for none of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City didn't apologize last year. Neither should you this year. Keep going.
Well, and also, it's going to be a thing, too. In 10 years, no one's going to care who you played to get to the Super Bowl. No one's going to care.
No one's going to care also
in the playoffs if you got through Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers to get there. No one will care.
No one's going to – well, some little gotcha artists will for, like, probably Dolphins fans. But
for what, 2-3 years? And then they go away, and it's just, yeah, the Bills won in 25.
Yeah.
And you move on.
So the big deal here is, though, you keep winning. Hell, until the Super Bowl, nobody cared how the Chiefs were playing because they just kept winning.
Yeah, it was just the assumption of, yeah, they're playing like garbage, but they win.
I called it Chiefs devil magic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used red coloring for their water fountains for the AFC championship.
But you know
game.
What, though? It's good to bring that up, though, because Philadelphia. Yeah. Philadelphia built up a ton of PR for their defense off the Super Bowl performance. But most of their statistics last year, team-wise, on defense, weren't that awesome.
They were okay.
It wasn't a group that you thought, oh, they're going to humble the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. That's not what it looked like at all. Jalen Carter was a freak of nature. He was good.
Matter of fact.
But their secondary had to go through some changes as well. They had to move Cooper DeJean around. It did not look as pretty. And even in the playoffs, if it's a little bit better weather against the Rams, they might beat them. No, and they couldn't stop Saquon Barkley for two games that year.
One play on fourth down, they still almost blew it.
Mm-hmm.
And until it actually happened in the Super Bowl, there were not great feelings about the Eagles in that game. It wasn't like it was overwhelming. It was people were just sick of seeing the Chiefs lift the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Oh, yeah, please, Eagles, stop it.
It was the two supervillains playing for the Super Bowl.
Exactly. But nobody thought Philadelphia was this unstoppable force at that point. Like, yeah, you beat down the Commanders, but it had more to say about the Commanders. The Chiefs had to have everything in their power to stop the Bills from stopping them. And it just, until it actually happened in the Super Bowl, what happened? People weren't watching because they thought that the Chiefs were just going to win it again. And the peak viewership came when Philadelphia has a pick six. Cooper DeJean returns that into the end zone, and people are now getting, hang on, they're doing what?
Yeah, the Chiefs are actually getting blown out. What's going on?
I'm here for this. Give me my popcorn. That's where peak viewership shows up. Everybody's flocking to the TV because it's actually happening. The thing that I was afraid of, it's the opposite. So, like you said, the PR thing comes from one game. And until that game happened, everyone was just afraid. Like, oh, Chiefs voodoo is going to show up here again in the Super Bowl. And life sucks, then you die.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much everyone's mentality heading into the Super Bowl. And again, it only until it actually happens is everyone fearful of that. People would complain about it, but had the Chiefs won, it would have turned into the ultimate story of perseverance in a game-by-game basis.
It would have been, they're actually not very good, yet they still got it done.
I would have thrown up, but that's the narrative that shows up.
It. Yeah,
nope,
I respected it.
I don't care about respect. My tummy is sick.
Just, I'm ill watching this.
I'm ill even thinking about it. And the comparables that Buffalo is starting the season with in that regard is enough to make me a little queasy here. Quick, get me the Pepto. So it just is one of these things where don't apologize for who you're playing. Don't apologize for how you've necessarily been playing. Just get the win no matter what. Green Bay against Cleveland or
Chargers
and Giants. It just, don't apologize. Finish the job. Take care of business in any way that you have to. Like the Pittsburgh Steelers this year.
No. I'm not giving them credit.
I rolled so hard when I said this.
I'm not giving them credit. That game in Dublin, Ireland was offensive. Perfectly. It was offensive. Fourth and one. Go for it. End the game. Nope, we're going to punt it. Of course you will, Tomlin. Why would you not? Anytime I try to defend him as a good coach,
he
does something like that. And I'm like, bring him to Buffalo in January so they can blow them out like they do every year in the playoffs.
Thank goodness that the Bills have Sean McDermott. Every time I watch Mike Tomlin, that is the sentence I say.
Well, and it's not necessarily like 100% credit to McDermott. McDermott has his own faults. But it is the old school coaching of just so fearful of everything.
Him and Harbaugh.
It is exhausting. John Harbaugh. The fear of your own shadow. It is exhausting. 803-0550, the number to call, talking about fears, nerves for this Sunday. Where are you at? We've heard mainly from positive people, but Pat does tweet in, no confidence in our DC, Bobby Babich, having the team ready against a very savvy and experienced offensive coordinator. Yes, if you did not realize, Josh McDaniels, OC of the Patriots for the third time in his career. But 17 at home in prime time against a team that is a viable challenger, the offense will be ready to go. This game will be closer than it should be based on the rosters, so the nerves are on edge. I will say, though, Pat, the spread is 8.5.
It's two scores again.
It's two scores, but it's as close as two scores can get. And so, yeah, it probably will be close. Most NFL games are close going into the second half. If the blowouts happen or the stretch happens, it's a little surprising, or it comes late like the Bills have, where games against Miami and the Saints were close, and then the fourth quarter happened. They win by 10 and 12, respectively. Am I going to take the Bills to cover? Probably not. I've gotten burned the last 2 weeks. I'm not doing it.
This would be the week to do it, though.
This would be the week to do it, but I'm also going off baseball rules to the playoffs, and I'm not striking out.
Vibes are not great on the terms of covering the spread. So, this will be the week to do it.
I'm not worried about their offensive coordinator. I'm worried about their offensive line coach. You know who that is? Doug Marrone.
Doug Marrone. We've got a few people making their returns to Buffalo. We've talked Diggs. We've got the Marrone shout-out. Haven't even mentioned.
Mr. Hollins.
Mac Hollins coming back to Buffalo as well.
Barefoot. Do we get to walk in barefoot?
Oh, 100%.
Even though he's on the Patriots.
We're going to get that video.
They haven't. The Patriots don't even indulge in it.
Really?
Bask in it. Come on. It's like one of the most.
No,
like,
it makes sense. Like it makes sense. It makes sense. The Patriots are just this.
We did it because he did it.
I did.
That was a mistake.
Courageous.
That was a mistake.
Salt burns on the sole of my feet.
Never have done that. Courageous.
No, not that. It just started the, apparently, everyone on WGR seeing their feet. Apparently, Zach, you're next on the schedule.
I'm not giving away my feet picks for free. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that.
Speaking of fears,
not
we do
a
have.
Shot am I doing that for free?
Speaking of fears, when we come back from the break, the Buffalo Sabres played last night. How are you feeling heading into the season there? UPL plays one period, does not go back in due to a little bit of a lower body injury. Four of the six defenders are banged up, so plenty of fears to go through in the last segment here of the Extra Point Show. I'm Derek Kramer, that's Zach Jones, you're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.